Just prior to his death, Robert E. Lee, concerned about his grandson's naivety, selected 12 men from the Southern aristocracy to advise the lad. These men, chosen from all walks of life, were to give the young man a well-rounded, enlightened education in life. It wasn't long before the council, as it became known, twisted the general's intent and set the South on a 150-year quest to resume the war between the states. They started out small, but as each generation built on the successes of their ancestors, they created a secret society more complex than any conspiracy buff could ever imagine. By the 1970s, the council controlled many banks and corporations listed on Wall Street. They had research and development companies working with the military to develop the latest technology, all to one end, to reclaim the South from the federal occupation forces. After being taken to the mountaintop and being offered the world, Jefferson Hampton Lee, great-great-great-great-grandson of Robert E. Lee, became totally consumed in fulfilling his destiny. He used the federal military to give him the necessary training and background. With the council's money and influence, he manipulated politicians and special interest groups to further his goals. Realizing the coordination of such a massive undertaking required an equal amount of influence, Jefferson set his sights on becoming the chief of the National Guard Bureau in Washington, D.C. From this pinnacle of power, he could travel around the world, moving his chess pieces into place as he progressed toward his destiny. Will Jefferson be able to pull off a surprise attack that will rival Pearl Harbor? Will the Federals be able to recover from a massive blow to their military, economy, and prestige? Only time will tell. Time and the upcoming action-adventure novel, Comes the Southern Revolution.